This is your Wild Podcast, episode 17. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of This Is Your Wealth Podcast Show. This is the 17th episode of the show. And today we'll be doing the last step of the Smart Career Series, which we have been doing since the last, since the last 10 weeks, if I'm right, yeah. Been doing the Smart Career Series. And of course, it is your host, Richard Okere Jr. And today we are going to be talking about the topic, Effective Sales Mastery. And effective sales mastery is a very important component of the Smart Career Plan. Throughout this Smart Career Series, we've been highlighting various ideas on how you can discover, develop, and deploy your gifts. And we have also highlighted the various strategies and methods for which you can deploy to attract high-paying clients. So our topic on this episode is more about exposing you to other very key aspects of attracting high-paying clients, which most times we do not give very good attention it deserves. So it's the aspect, like I said earlier, of effective sales mastery. Now, there are four important aspects of sales mastery I want to expose you to. There are various other aspects, but because of our time, I want to just jump into the most important ones. All right. But before I go into those four key aspects, let me just point out some key points about sales mastery. All right. Now, remember that the sales mastery is all about helping you to master the art of confidently and creatively introducing and selling your products and services to your leads from the stage or one-on-one via online platforms and even offline or in a meeting, and also being able to have a launch strategy that you can use to launch your products and services to your customers or your ideal clients at any time, which most times attracts the kind of results and the kinds of patronage that you desire for your business. Now, here are the four key points. Number one, you must determine the kinds of clients you want to attract. Now, there are different kinds of clients that come into the game. We have the average clients, we have the low paying clients, we have the average paying clients, and then we have the high ticket or high end or high paying clients. And in this game, if you're playing this game the way you are supposed to be playing, you have to position your mind to attract the high paying clients, especially so that you can attain your annual income goals. I remember in the last episode where Coach Vic Bassi was on the show, he spoke about having your income goals, which is about income roadmaps and clusters. And so, because of your income goals, and I presume that your income goal for the year, your annual income goal is a very high amount. So that means also that you have to position your business to attract high-end, high-paying clients, and so that you can also begin to utilize or achieve the kind of results that you want to achieve in your business. So, and one of the benefits of working with high-paying clients is that they tend to be more serious, okay? Because they have made a huge commitment to your coaching program. So, on the best part, on the higher scale, they tend to be more serious with their business, okay, with working with you, and it's more fun working with them, all right? Why wouldn't you love working with high-paying clients, okay? And for me, I'll be compelled to work very well with them because I know that because they have made a high commitment to my package or my program, I usually want to make sure that I deliver and deliver very well to them, all right? So you must determine the kinds of clients that you want to attract. For me, and I'm expecting that you also are interested in attracting high paying, high value, or high ticket clients, all right? And the second key point is that, is that you must develop high end products and services, all right? The same way you have interest in getting the high paying or high end clients, also you must invest your time and your energy and your resources to make sure that you have those kind of packages and the kinds of programs that meet or serve the kind of demand or kind of needs of those clients. All right. So whether it's your worksheets, whether it's the components of your programs, or your coaching services or your consulting services, everything has to be intact and everything has to be professional. All right. You won't get high paying clients or high-end clients with low-end products and services. All right. So make sure that whatever it is that you are offering has to be very well prepared, very well professional, and actually delivers the high value solutions that you promise to give to people. All right, so do not think that you only have to keep working on low end products. All right, initially I spoke about you starting with information products, but when you start with information products, also know that you have to also immediately, almost immediately, begin to prepare for or begin to develop your high-end products and services, all right? Because that is what helps you to increase your income on your business. So make sure you begin to develop high-end products and services. Now, the third thing about the third key point, is that you have to make good impressions, all right? Every impression you make should communicate that you offer high value products, that you pay attention to details, that you follow up professionally, and you produce great results. All right, now the business that we are into is a business of impression, and the impression you make for your customers, it will stick with their in their mind, and that is what helps to helps them determine the kind of message that they pass on to people that they meet who probably they think will be interested in your business or who will be interested in working with you. All right, so you must make sure that the kinds of impression you leave on your on people that work with you are good impressions about you. All right, and one of the things that adds that gives people good impressions about you, that helps your impression before your clients, is the value that you deliver. All right, when you have made a promise and said that you are going to deliver this kind of thing, or you are going to give them this kind of outcome, you ensure in everything that you do, in your products, in your packaging, in your communication, in your responses, in your professionalism, whatever it is, in your quality of products, you make sure that everything communicates that you are an expert and you know what you're doing, and everything leads to the outcome that you have promised them already. All right, these are the major three key points that I want to highlight to you. Sorry for that sound. Okay, now let me get right into the four aspects of sales mastery which I talked about earlier. Okay, now the four aspects of sales mastery I want to talk about earlier is the first one is one-on-one conversations. All right, now one of the great ways for you to attract clients is by being able to creatively engage people in discussions that point out, helps you discover their needs, help you discover whatever problems or they are into, and also help you determine how best you can serve them. All right, there is nothing wrong in you serving your expertise, serving your solution, or even offering your products and services with your friend on Facebook, or with your friend that you or your family friend or your relation, whosoever it is. So as much as possible, as you interact with people and you find out that your products and services can be of help to them, please be bold to offer it to them. All right, so have a way, have a system of spending time on Facebook and being able, or on Twitter, or on social media platforms, or via your blog or anything, have a way of offering your products and services to them. All right, without sounding pitchy, without sounding like you want to turn them into a they need to get involved with you, and you start. You don't have to begin to throw your products and on their faces immediately. But one of the great ways is that when you begin to communicate with people and they begin to share whatever thing burden it is that they have, also communicate with them. Also provide solutions that you feel without them necessarily paying you for it. All right, just begin to offer your solutions, and then also offer your products and services. Do not forget to do that, because you are offering them help. You should begin to see your products as your help tool for your people, for people you interact with. Okay, don't be afraid of what you can offer people. All right, so as you interact with people via online platforms, ensure to also, even online or offline or friends, whatever solution it is that you have and you feel that they need it in the course of your interaction with them, please do offer it to them. Okay, now the second stage, or the four aspects of sales mastery, the second thing is that you have to master the ability, you have to master selling from the stage. All right, okay, as you grow in your as you become a celebrity expert and build a high value high income smart career for yourself, you are possibly going to get speaking engagements. People are going to call you into events to come and speak to their audience and also add value to them. All right, so you should be able to offer a variety of products and services, usually at the end of your speaking engagement to the audience. All right, so be sure to master the skill or the art of selling from the stage. Okay, once you've been able to add value to the audience and they appreciate what you have given to them, go the extra mile of offering them your high-end products. Okay, so that means also that you must come to the stage or to that event with a variety of products and services that you could offer them. All right, example of this kind of product is you could offer them your high cost special coaching package for the attendees. All right, those people that have attended, you could customize a product or a service or a program for them, or you could have a mix of various products of that you have, probably your CDs or your video or your book. Okay, but you should make sure that at the end of your speaking engagements, most time you should make sure that you offer them something that they could get from you. Okay, and these are part of the sales mastery that we have talked about. One of the great ways to do that is by, okay, well, anyway, I've talked about it. Have different variety of products. Most time people recommend that you have lower products, middle class products, and then the high end products, so that you can get customers at different levels of who can commit to you at different levels of the pricing that you have. All right, now the third thing I want to talk about also, or this third aspect. Now the first aspect is that master the art of selling online or offline by one-on-one interactions, when you interact one-on-one with people offline or online. Second stage is that you master the art of selling from the stage. Third stage is that you must be able to sell from your website. That if you have a website or you have a blog, you have the opportunity of automating sales on your website so that people can make purchases online and even download whatever product you have online. And possibly if you have services that you offer online and can be accessed online, or immediately people pay for it, also you can begin to also automate that on your website. All right, one of the most effective ways that people use to sell on their website is by having a sales page. The process is usually when somebody, if you have an opt-in page or you have a subscription form on your website, when somebody subscribes and he gets into your list, the next page that they get into most times is usually a sales page, and offering them other products, exposing them to other products and services that they could access that belong to you. And so that is usually on that page that you have a very good written sales page, well-written sales page that introduces them to your products and services. Okay, so and most times they automate that, okay, where people get to pay online and then download the products and services online. Okay, so you should be able to master that and be able to automate your products on your website so people can make purchases online. Now the last thing I want to talk about is that about the sales mastery is that you also need to have a launch strategy. Now a launch strategy is your own unique strategy to introduce and sell your products and services to your community. Now a launch strategy is that best method or system that you know that usually attracts the highest amount of patronage from people whenever you use it to launch your product and your services. So it may be a couple of strategies, maybe a couple of techniques, maybe a couple of methods that you use to launch your products. One of those methods is mostly used by most experts. I've used that method anyway, and it has helped me, is by doing a series before introducing the back-end products. Now, a series is where you begin to introduce, teach that idea, teach components of that bigger product that you want to launch, components of that back-end product, that huge product that you want to give out. Just take components from it and do it as a series, break it into series and teach it for some time. Also making sure that you add value, people experience something that could motivate them to want to get the bigger package. So that is, you do a series to your community, to those people that you've been able to form that identify with you and what you do. So do a series for them, and then begin, then launch your, the big, introduce them at the end of the series. Now begin to introduce them to your bigger package. And one of the, another method is that instead of doing a series, you can also do kind of a webinar. You can host a webinar, and they get to invite a lot of people, make it very popular. This also can be integrated, of course, it's a launch strategy anyway. So this, you do a webinar, people get to attend it, and then at the end of the webinar, where, and of course, and the webinar is where you just teach something, a little component of the big package that you want to launch. And then at the end of the seminar, or webinar, sorry, you then introduce your product, the bigger package product or your service. Also, this, remember that most of these things that are done online also can be done offline. Okay, I talked about webinar, so that means you can also host a live seminar offline, and then people get to attend it, and then at the end of the thing, you now introduce them to the bigger product or the bigger services that you have. Another launch example of a launch strategy is using solo ads. All right, solo ads are adverts that you send to a list, a group of people, being a list of people be owned by a contact list, being owned by someone else. Okay, some people who have been able to gather contacts of people who have special interests in a particular niche or a particular topic, and then they have their contact details, they have their email addresses and their names and all that, and then you meet them and say, oh, can I borrow your list and send a mail to them? Okay, that is solo advertising. Okay, so you can compose an email and send to those people. Usually it could be a partner of yours. Usually this is called joint ventures, and I wanted to talk about that. Okay, you can integrate joint that's joint venture. You can meet advert companies that sell lists or sell adverts, solo ads, or you can meet one of your friends or a fellow expert who is into your niche and do a solo advert with him. Now, in terms of joint venture, you could negotiate with that expert on possibly the amount that on commission basis, negotiate the commissions with him, whether you're going to pay him or he is going with just an agreement or a negotiation on how it's going to benefit him, what he's going to get out of the joint venture, and also what you also have to gain. Another launch strategy is utilizing pay-per-click adverts. Okay, if you are on Facebook and then you look by the right, you're of course going to see all those adverts that come out on by the right by different companies and different individuals. Okay, those are pay-per-click adverts. Okay, so you can utilize pay-per-click adverts and use it to launch your product and your services. Okay, now that is where you have to be creative about it. All depends on your imagination, but the most important thing about launch strategies is that at the end of the day, you need to have a high end, the bigger package, the bigger thing that you want them to get at the end of the whole process. Okay, it's either you want to get them to your mailing list and then they get to see the bigger product immediately they sign into your mailing list, or you do that advert on a pay-per-click advert, run your adverts on Facebook or possibly a newspaper. I'm not talking about offline now, let me just not talk about online platforms, but if you can run an advert on a newspaper, on a daily or the online platforms anyway, and then direct people to the bigger package. All right, so your pay-per-click adverts have to always direct people to the bigger package, or to, at the end of the whole thing, of course, they have to assess the big products or the big services you want. All right, then, so, but as you deploy various launch strategies, launch strategies involve a lot of tweaking, a lot of testing. So if you develop different strategies, be sure to note the ones that are most effective and then reuse them in your future offers. Okay, so That is that on the four aspects of sales mastery that I want to point out in this episode. So this marks the end of the Smart Career series. So it's been fun teaching these 9 steps and hosting the 2 guests that featured in this series. That's Akinjobi Sodiq, the social media expert, and then Victor Bassi Ibu, founder of Highly Paid Experts Network. So I appreciate their willingness to share their knowledge on this episode, on this series. So I also want to appreciate all those who follow the series, that you, especially you that is listening to this right now, and I want to appreciate those that shared it with their friends on various platforms, those that give their little contributions, their little comments, setting their comments on the episode, and I value those responses so much, and I want to thank you and say God bless to all of you. So feel free to send me your thoughts, your questions, or your reviews of this series. I will be glad to receive them. Also, so you can write it to me at my email, richard@richardokere.com, or you can tweet it. All right, you can go to Twitter and use the hashtag Smart Career Series, and then tweet a response or your idea or whatever it is regarding this series or this podcast show. So, or you can leave a comment on the blog. Thank you very much for being on this episode, and look forward to another exciting, scintillating, extraordinary episode coming up next week, Tuesday. If you have not signed up to my mailing list, I encourage you to do so. Go to richardokere.com and sign up, please. And then you are going to get the free ebook, The Internet Driven Business. That's about the 5 steps that you must go through in order to launch and drive your business online profitably. Thank you very much for joining us on this episode. Remain extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.